الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله بجميع محامده ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم عدد خلقه كلهم ما علمنا منهم وما لم نعلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد تقدس ربي عن الأمثال وتنزه عن الزوال والفناء ليس كمثله شيء ولا يشبهه شيء وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سيد البشر وفخر ربيعة ومضر وعلى آله وصحبه ما أقبل ليل وأدبر وأضاء صبح وأسفر أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. إخواني، لقد ودعنا منذ أيام شهر رمضان، شهر الخير والبركات والتوبة والطاعات، فبعد وداع شهر التوبة أثبتوا على التوبة، وبعد وداع شهر الطاعة أثبتوا على الطاعة. Dear brothers, the ayah that I mentioned reminds us to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true and sincere tawbah. And I remind you, dear brothers, as we say farewell to the honorable blessed month of Ramadan, the month of khair, the month of goodness, blessings, obedience, after giving farewell to the month of Tawbah, I advise you and myself to continue making Tawbah and to be continuing in doing the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَمْ هُوَ جَمِيلٌ ثَبَاتُكَ يَا ثَابِتٌ. How beautiful it is your patience, O Thabit. Who is Thabit? Thabit al-Bunani, هذا أيها الأحبة كان من التابعين، من أئمة التابعين، كان رأسا في العلم والعمل. جاء عنه أنه كان يقرأ القرآن في كل يوم وليلة وكان يصوم الدهر. This Thabit, this person named Thabit al-Bunani, dear brothers, was among the tabi'un, those who met the sahaba close to the time of the companions. He was among the heads of the tabi'in. And he was an example in knowledge and application, applying this knowledge. It was narrated that he used to read the Quran every day and night, and he used to fast the entire year. كان يقول ثابت البناني، كان يقول كابدت الصلاة 20 سنة وتنعمت بها 20، صبرت على الصلاة 20 سنة ثم بعد ذلك بدأت أتنعم بالصلاة 20 أخرى. So he said that I used to be patient on performing a salat for 20 years. And then after that, I was praying for another 20 years with pleasure, with delight. I was patient on the first 20 years of performing a salah, and then I was spending the other 20 years praying with delight. هذا ثابت ورد عن الذي ألحده في قبره يعني الذي أدخله إلى قبره أنه قال. It is mentioned, a story that happened was narrated by the person who put him in grave. The man who put him in the grave, he said a story that happened with him. Listen to this incident. قال أنا والذي لا إله إلا هو أدخلت ثابتا البناني لحده إلى أدخلته إلى قبره. قال فلما سوينا عليه اللبن سقطت لبنة يعني حجر فإذا به يصلي في قبره. قال فقلت للذي معي ألا ترى؟ فقال اسكت. فلما سوينا عليه التراب وفرغنا أتينا ابنته تركوه دفنوه عند الدفن وجدوه يصلي قام للصلاة ثم تفاجأوا به ودفنوه أغلقوا القبر وولوا منه. So this Thabit, what happened to him is the person who put him, was burying him. He said, I swear by Allah, the one who controls my soul, that when I put Thabit al-Bunani, the Tabi'i, when I put him in the grave, and as we are putting the stones of the grave, one of the stones fell into the grave. So as we were going to get it, he said, I looked and I saw him up praying. Then he asked the person beside him, the one who's helping him, Don't you see what I see? Then that person told him, keep quiet, let's leave from here. That is, while they are burying him and putting the stones of the grave and getting ready to close it and leave, immediately they saw this buried person, Thabit al-Bunani, standing up in as-salah. Allahu Akbar. Then they went looking for his family to see what kind of a person is this to be blessed with such an amazing karama that after his death he's up praying in his grave while he's being buried. So they went and they looked for his daughter. They asked his daughter, what was your father doing in this dunya? Then she said, why? What did you see? Then they told her the story that happened with them. That as soon as they buried him, they both literally saw him standing up in a salah praying. She said, he used to pray the night prayers, Qiyamul Layl, which are the optional prayers, for 50 years. And it is In after midnight, in the Sahar, he used to make a dua, a special dua. He would also always say this dua. He used to say, كان يقول كان يقوم الليل 50 سنة يعني يصلي النفل هذا من غير الفرائض 50 سنة وهو يصلي والناس نيام فكان إذا كان السحر يقول اللهم إن كنت أعطيت أحدا الصلاة في قبره فأعطينيها فما كان الله ليرد ذلك الدعاء. So his daughter said he used to pray up the night and then after midnight he would say this dua, which means, oh Allah, if you had granted anyone, if you willed to grant anyone prayer in the grave, after death in the grave, I ask you to grant me that matter. He is asking Allah Ta'ala repeatedly. That's how much he loves as-salat, subhanallah. While he is praying the optional night prayers, we're not talking about the obligations, this is just the night prayers. While he is praying, Among his dua was also, O Allah, enable me to pray in my grave. Tabarakallah al-Azim. So Allah Ta'ala answered his dua, and he was by eyewitness praying in his grave while burial. This narration was mentioned by Abu Nu'aym في حلية الأولياء. فأيها الأحبة هذا الرجل الصالح ثبت على صلاة النفل صلاة التطوع 50 سنة ويدعو الله تعالى أن يرزقه الصلاة في قبره فأكرمه الله تعالى بذلك. ولكن من الأسف من الناس اليوم من يتكاسلون عن أداء الفرائض تأدية الفريضة. من الناس من يصلي فقط في رمضان ومن بعد ذلك ينقطع عن الصلاة والعياذ بالله تعالى. هذا حرام عليه. يصلي في رمضان جيد، لكن يترك الصلوات بعد ذلك، كل صلاة يتركها عليه معصية. هذا الرجل كان يصلي 50 سنة صلاة الليل، يعني ليست فرض عليه، ولكن من حبه للصلاة كان يقوم الليل بالصلاة. Dear brothers, this person that I just told you his story, he continued to do salatu al-nafil, the optional recommended prayers. For 50 years he was doing these prayers. How great is that? So look how Allah Ta'ala blessed him and honored him with this great karama that he was praying after his death in his grave. It's by the will of Allah. Is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? Nothing is difficult for Allah. But unfortunately, brothers, today, many people, they don't even pray the obligatory prayers. And some, they only pray during the month of Ramadan. And then after that, they will discontinue praying at all. They will not pray. Why is that? This is haram. They are falling in a sin every time they miss the prayer. There are 5 prayers. Take 2 to 3 minutes each prayer. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أحباب في ليلة الإسراء والمعراج ماذا رأى؟ رأى أشياء وعجائب، منها رأى قوما ترضخ رؤوسهم، يعني تكسر رؤوسهم، ثم تعود كما كانت. فقال جبريل عليه السلام هؤلاء الذين تتثاقل رؤوسهم عن تأدية الصلاة. هكذا كان عقابهم. Allahu Akbar. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam in the night of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj, what did he see? Many amazing things. But among the things that he saw, he saw examples of people whose heads were being smashed. They were being smashed and broken. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, then after that it would come back the way it was after it smashed. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, those are the example of the people who leave out the prayer, whose heads feel heavy from getting up to go and pray. Subhanallah al-Azim. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and you. فَيَا أَخِي الْمُسْلِمْ مَا هِيَ إِلَّا سَاعَاتٍ أَوْ دَقَائِقٍ أَوْ أَقَلْ تَمْضِي عَلَى كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا ثُمَّ يَنْتَهِي بِهِ الْأَمْرِ إلى القبر. Isn't it? It is a matter of either hours or minutes or moments. God knows when your end will be, when your death will be, and then you will be taken to that grave that we're talking about. It's a matter of hours. Allah knows. Aren't we seeing the number of death every day, different countries rising? Subhanallah. ترى أليس الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت؟ بلى والله. Isn't it that the clever person is the one who protects himself and prepares for what's after death, for the grave? Of course, he is the clever person. أليس الكيس يعني الفطن الذكي هو الذي حاسب نفسه في هذه الدنيا قبل أن يحاسب في الآخرة؟ Isn't the clever person, the smart person, the intelligent, wise person, the one who judges himself in this dunya before he is judged in the akhirah? Absolutely, he is the wise one. He is the clever one. We need to do that. We need to judge ourselves. Stop for a moment and look at your past. Your past lifetime. And every once in a while look at your past year. Every once in a while look at your past month. And every once in a while look at your past week. What have you done? Judge yourself, because Allah will judge you. So before you are going to be judged, judge yourself in this dunya before you are questioned about it in the akhirah. فَالْغَفْلَ لَا تَنْفَعْ وَمَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. And being neglectful, it will not benefit. It will not benefit, and the pleasures of dunya are very little. فكم هي عظيمة فرحة العبد المؤمن يا أخي بما قام به من الخيرات في رمضان، وكم هو عظيم ثباته عليه بعد رمضان. How beautiful it is and great it is for the slave of Allah, the good believer, who performed all the good deeds during Ramadan. How nice is that? Very nice. And how nice is it for him to stay and continue on these good habits, doing these good deeds till after Ramadan? Not only during Ramadan, it's also beautiful to continue doing those good deeds till after Ramadan. كالإمساك عن الكلام الذي لا يرضي الله، كالابتعاد عما حرم الله، وكذلك الثبات على طاعة الله من صلاة وصيام وتعلم حضور مجالس العلم. Among the nice things to continue making them as a habit, not only during Ramadan, but also to continue them as a habit till after Ramadan, is such as keeping quiet from haram things that are haram to be said. Beholding your tongue and not saying these haram things. And among them is to always stay away from the haram, to avoid the haram at all times. Whenever you see an opportunity for the haram, avoid it. Find a way to get away from it. And how nice it is to continue doing whatever you are doing in obedience to Allah Ta'ala, and asking for more from prayer, fasting, and attending the sessions of the knowledge of the religion. So dear brothers, stay steadfast on the habit of attending the circles of knowledge, majalis al-ilm, during Ramadan and after Ramadan. And don't stop from listening to the khayr, to things that benefit you, like this khutbah. This is khayr. It's better than sitting behind the TV or talking about dunya matters or political matters that are useless. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا يشبع مؤمن من خير يسمعه حتى يكون منتهاه الجنة. This hadith, it means the believer will not be fully satisfied, he will not have enough of things that he will hear until he knows that his ending will be in Al-Jannah. Until he knows that Azrael alayhi salam will come to him and say, Assalamu alaykum, Ya Abdullah, aw Ya Wali Allah. Then that is the good news that he is waiting for. إخواني يمر على الإنسان أحيانا أوقات يكون فيها من الغافلين ثم يتيقظ الحمد لله على ذلك. Sometimes, dear brothers, people will go through moments of negligence, ignorance. They ignore things, important things. They are neglectful, unattentive. Then he will wake up. Something will wake him up. Either someone will advise him or an incident will happen in his life. Allahu A'lam, how Allah will guide him to that. Some, they don't even wake up, unfortunately. May Allah not make us from those. ثُمَّ يَتَيَقَّذْ وَيَنْتَبِهْ فَيَطْرُقْ بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَيَجِدُهُ مَفْتُوحًا. So he will wake up from this moment of ignorance, and he will seek the tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will seek the doors of tawbah, repentance, and he will find that Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, that the door of tawbah is open. وَبَابُ التَّوْبَةِ مَفْتُوحٌ مَا لَمْ تَصِلِ الرُّوحُ إِلَى الْحُلْقُومِ يعني ما لم يغرغر، وَمَا لَمْ تَطْلُعِ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا وما لم يرى ملك الموت عزرائيل عليه السلام. باب التوبة مفتوح. And the door of Tawbah is always open as long as those three things don't happen. It will remain open until either his soul will reach the throat, or the sun will rise from the west instead of from the east, or the angel of death will come to take his soul. Prior to that, the door of Tawbah is open. So let us all immediately make tawbah and repent to Allah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for all the past sins. هَنِيئًا لِمَنْ تَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Good for the one who repents to Allah a sincere tawbah. فَالْفَرْحَةُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ عَظِيمَةً وَكَبِيرَةً وَلَكِنَّ الْفَرْحَةُ عَظِيمَةً جِدًّا عِنْدَمَا يجد المؤمن التقي الطيب الطاهر الصالح في صحيفة أعماله يوم القيامة ما يسره، بينما هناك آخرون خاسرون هالكون. It is how nice it is to celebrate Eid and be happy with the family and enjoy your time in the Eid, Eid al-Fitr or the like. It's very nice. But how beautiful and how nice it would be for that person on the Day of Judgment to come and see for the good person, the good believer, the good Muslim who sees in his journals, in his book, the good things that will make him happy, that will please him. He will see in his book the things that please him and make him happy. That is the good deeds, while other people are seeing things that displease them and anger them from the bad deeds that they acquired in this dunya. أما هو هذا المؤمن الذي أدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات أين يكون في الآخرة يا أحباب؟ مع المؤمنين على سرر متقابلين، يسقون من رحيق الجنة، يطعمون من طعامها، ويجتمعون بسيد العالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. While the others are suffering for the consequences of the bad things that they did, what is that good pious Muslim doing in the Akhirah? He will be sitting with good people, with believers. They would be sitting on special seats, facing each other, drinking from the special drinks of Al-Jannah, eating from the special food of Al-Jannah, and seeing and meeting the master of the believers, our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful is that? All of that is due to the good deeds that he did and the patience he had in this dunya. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbuka wa hubbu man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbuk. Allahumma ja'al hubbuka ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa min ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum faya fawza al-mustaghfirin. Istaghfirullah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين، ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين، وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد، وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد، عباد الله، إني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم، فاتقوه بأداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات، وأوصيكم بحضور مجالس علم الدين والإكثار من الذكر. Dear brothers, I urge you again and myself to obey Allah Ta'ala and fear Him constantly, and to do the good deeds, fulfill the obligations and avoid the sins, and attend the circles of the knowledge. Protect yourselves and your children with the knowledge of the religion, especially in these hard times. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف اللهم وارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين بجاه سيدنا محمد الأمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا وأقم الصلاة